Thank you, Dick, for your call. Goal kicking wasn't an issue yesterday at the Metricon Stadium for the Gold Coast Suns. 21 they put past the Hawks in an emphatic performance. Biggest win of all time, and I'm sure it was a big smile on the face of Rodney Eade post-match. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Rockets.
Morning, Daniel. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Probably not as well as you after that sort of performance. So you must have been rapt that your boys rallied like they did to put up that performance yesterday against the Hawks.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was across the board. That was the pleasing thing. It was fairly even contribution, and I suppose always in those situations, plenty of times that you expect players to rally, and you see a lot of teams do. And even though we're still a young side, I was pleased the way we had our review and the way we trained. So I was always reasonably confident we'd give a really competitive effort. But I suppose very surprised at the margin at the end of the game.
Do you? There's a lot of commentary around your footy club through last week, and one of the star players, of course, in Gary, that was certainly top of the agenda in footy circles. Do you reference any of that in the build-up to the game to try and get a response, or is it just off the table?
Probably 1%. I don't think it... I just sort of made mention that outside of Queensland, certainly in Melbourne, there was some talk about it, and it's what people think of us. But it was more about what we needed to do and where we were going wrong, I suppose. And I suppose the baseline is effort, and everyone talks about that. And intensity, all those little buzzwords we use. But now we needed to bring that competitive nature back to the game. And those are the main things we focus on, in meetings and B, in training.
Rocket, after the boys get back from Wet and Wild from recovery up there on the Gold Coast, and you sit down for the Monday meeting, just let people in on how do you approach the meeting? Because previous week, you got belted by 100. This week, you win by 86. How do you educate the players in what you need them to do for this week?
Yeah, it's a good point. I suppose it's more about what I spoke to after the game. I mean, the way we played is the way we've trained the whole pre-season, including for three quarters of our last JRT game against the Dogs, where we were pretty good. So it's all working hard, and then once we get to have a bit of method around the ball, et cetera, et cetera. And, first game against Brisbane, we probably had it for three quarters, didn't use the ball exceptionally well, but got blown away in 20 minutes and probably still should have won the game. And so, but the second game, it obviously disappeared completely, which can knock confidence around, can bring doubts in. But we really just reference about what we're able to do, and now that we've done it all pre-season, so about hole 22, being able to drive it. I think the leaders did a terrific job. So it's more referencing that, more show them maybe some differences between when it's not there and when it is there, and we need to bring that every week. I think the competition's so tough now. It's getting tougher every year, but we talk about being even. But if you don't bring your work rate, you can get beaten, and if you do bring it, gives yourself a chance to win, and that's every team in the competition.
One player I love to watch is Big Lynch up forward, and it seems like a clear plan from opposition defenders to try and get under his skin. How does he find that balance of asserting his authority, because he's a big, aggressive bloke, but not going too far?
Yeah, he probably last year, I think the year before, he maybe got a couple of weeks, and last year he probably had about four or five jumper punches, which he got off, but they've tightened that rule. So I think he knows he's maturing, and he knows as a captain that he's got to be disciplined about it. And I reckon he probably caused 8 of our goals yesterday by they've triple teamed him. We've been able to get the crumbs. So I think that was a pleasing thing for us, that we're able to spread the goal kickers around. We just don't rely on Tom. He's kicked a couple, missed a couple, but he's such a competitive player. You don't want to take that competitiveness away from him. He's just got to probably just rein in his enthusiasm at times.
Rocket, is it going to be one of those seasons that it's just going to take a long time to work out who are the good teams and who aren't the good teams? It just seems so even, and we're getting some roller coaster results through the first three rounds.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's extremely, extremely even. You'll get teams that media think are bottom four, bottom six are going to be teams that are they're perceived as top four, top six. And as I mentioned before, it's going to be a fine line each week. Margins might get blown out a little bit, but I think there's going to be not a lot of difference between teams, and anyone can actually defeat another. So it's going to be great for media, great for football in general. Probably every team supporters are going to be frustrated, but I think I'm for sure that's going to be like that all season.
So from a coaching point of view, do you have to keep reminding players that there are going to be some strange results through the year to sort of make sure they don't get too high and also make sure they don't get too low?
Not so much strange results, but more about the process and what they need to bring every week. That if we don't bring our effort, we don't bring our work rate and don't bring the non-negotiables what we have, you're a chance to get beaten and probably will get beaten. If you bring it, well, it gives you a really good chance of winning. And that takes out the talent and takes out your game plan and takes out other things. It brings in things that are totally in our control. And that's the same with every side.
You spoke before, Rocket, about the way you played yesterday was the way you've been training all through the summer and was a highlight of your form through the JLT series as well. I thought your forward half pressure to lock the ball in and make it really difficult for Hawthorn to exit was enormous, but your ability to explode from congestion was what really took my eye. Do you think now that they've seen the results of that, and you said it hasn't happened the first couple of weeks, you've seen the results of that, the players now, that this can be a real springboard for you?
Yeah, I do. Confidence and mental aspects are funny part of it, and when you coach for a while, you realise how much that can oscillate. Mm-hmm. I think our group, because we're still a really young group, even though we've recruited some experienced players and been in the system for 6 or 7 years as a club, we're still a really young group, and I think it's more about belief and confidence in themselves and each other. So it's more about that rather than they're not caring or taking things for granted or now actually carry away with themselves. I think it's more now we've got to build on that confidence, and that's probably obviously the angle we'll take in our review. We'll show them some positives about what they can do, and actually hopefully then each other can drive themselves. Now they're leaders and the players can drive their teammates to say, well, that's what our standard is.
Matera slotted six yesterday. From externally, he seems like a player who's sort of stalled on his ability. Do you think the recruitment of young Ainsworth is somebody who might be the kick in the backside he needs? He looks across the locker room and that guy's going for my position.
Yeah, we certainly could play two. Both of them were picked this week. Unfortunately, Ben got a corky at training. Maybe a little bit of that. I think that's probably the cherry on the top, Jimmy. I think Brandon didn't have great habits, didn't have a great work rate, didn't train really hard. So he was driven really hard by himself about what's expected and the way he should go about it. And to his credit, starting last year, he really did turn the corner. He still had some rough edges, but his pre-season has been terrific. A little bit unlucky not to play round one. We stuck with virtually the same team for round two to give him a chance. But his form in the twos has been good. His attitude's been terrific. Didn't spit the dummy. And I thought his first half, he didn't have a lot of the ball, but I thought his work rate was terrific. He had a few tackles, and he stuck at it. So he's learning, I don't know what the right phrase is, but the right way to play footy. Get to the right spots, not play out wide. Get to the spots where the ball's going to fall at Tom's feet. It's improved his running. So I think it's a real reward for his hard effort probably for the last 18 months.
You talked, Rocket, about having to drive Brandon hard. What about on the field with someone like Michael Barlow coming into the group? How much of an impact has he had? I think he played really well yesterday. Lions played well. Some of the senior players that you've brought in, what sort of difference does that make to a young team?
Oh, extremely. You can't underestimate experience. You know? We can all talk about youth, and I suppose I talk about it a bit about where we're at. But we probably have a tipping point. Early on, I think Harbrow coming back really solidified us as well. Sometimes if you've got too many youngsters or you're too young, just really in tight situations, it can fall apart. But Barlow's been great. Mick's voice and leadership is really what the young group has needed. Jared Lyons had an interrupted pre-season towards the end of his pre-season, but he's just starting to gather some momentum, which has been terrific for us in the ruck. And played really well yesterday. Matty Rosa, I think from West Coast, been there 12 months. But those type of players just added the experience to Gary and a few other guys around, had some cool heads. And as I said, Harbrow again was terrific yesterday.
He was enormous. Jared Witts was huge for you as well with that first option from the middle of the ground to the congestion rocket. It was a fantastic day for your footy club. You answered a lot of critics yesterday and your biggest ever win, 86 points against your old club, the Hawks. It was a fantastic performance. And the Blues on Saturday, Eddie, had good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Rodney Eade, the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, after a massive win yesterday to, hopefully for Gold Coast Suns people and fans' sakes, springboard their 2017 campaign.
Isn't it amazing how one game can solve all problems? I mean, all of a sudden they beat Carlton, they're back 2-2, and they're back in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one game can change things either way if you